today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on the 20th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. You're listening to this episode from IRIB English Radio from Iran. This night is the second night of Qadr.
Ya Laylat al-Qadri, ya Fawra Barina, khayrun min al-Dahri, bil'afwi tatina.
Ya Laylat al-Qadri, ya Fawra Barina, khayrun min al-Dahri, bil'afwi tatina.
On the 20th of Ramadan, corresponding to 12th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Please keep us in your dua and prayers during these nights and these precious moments. For this episode, we choose chapter Al-Qadr. We listen to it and then we come back to speak about this chapter.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr.
Indeed, we sent the Quran down during the night of decree. And what can make you know what is the night of decree?
Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr.
The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
Peace it is until the emergence of dawn.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
How is the night of honor better than 1,000 months? Apparently, this night as being better than 1,000 months is for the value of worshipping and keeping vigil on that night. The narrations on the virtue of the night of honor and the virtue of worship on it are abundantly mentioned in the books of both major groups of Muslims, the Shiites and the Sunnis, that certify this meaning. Furthermore, the descent of the Quran on this night and the descent of the divine blessings and grace caused the night to be better than 1,000 months.
Ya Rabbu Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq Al-Akwan, Ya Rabbu Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq Al-Akwan, Zidna Min Al-Iman, Fi Laylat Al-Qadr.
Fi Laylat Al-Qadr, Ya Fadl Barina, Khayrun Min Al-Dahr, Bil'afwi Tatina.
Ya Laylat Al-Qadr, Ya
Let's look at the benefits and rewards of the Night of Power, or Laylatul Qadr. The holy night of Laylatul Qadr, otherwise called the Night of Power, Night of Decree, or the Night of Destiny, incites a thousand-month war of rewards in a singular eve. If one executes any acts of goodwill on this night, they reap the rewards of having performed the good deed for a thousand months, or 83 years. This is believed to be the night that Allah revealed the Holy Quran to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, linking the Night of Power, or Laylatul Qadr, and their relations to one another. As a result, it's during this night that our destiny is said to be written for the remaining year. Consequently, everyone should make the most of this significant occasion by gaining as much reward as possible.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Laylatul Qadr. Wa ma adraka ma Laylatul Qadr. And what can make you know what the night of decree is, or the night of power is? Imam Ridha alayhi salam has said, Allah determines on night of decree everything that will happen from this year until the next, whether life or death, good or bad, or sustenance. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees on this night will certainly come to pass. Certainly this does not conflict with human free will and the concept of choice, because divine decree is issued by angels according to individuals' merits and qualifications and in proportion to their faith, piety, purity of intention and deeds. Without doubt, concepts such as promise and threat, warning and glad tidings, punishment and reward are meaningless without human having will and choice. The presence of humans in the gatherings of the night of decree, worship, prayer, and etc. are manifestations of human will and choice. The greatest mistake regarding the reality of divine will is that some people consider themselves the owners of everything and think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolutely delegated all affairs to his servants. Thus, there is neither reward nor punishment nor responsibility in ethics. Another group thinks that humans are compelled beings with no choice or freedom, and everything is determined by fate and destiny, while the truth is something in between these two views, meaning neither the compulsion of fate and destiny nor the absolute delegation to the servants, because some actions we perform by our own will and choice, such as eating, drinking, going, coming, and etc. And in some other actions, like being born, dying, and etc., our will and choice are not involved. On the night of decree, numerous angels descend to earth, so much so that the earth becomes crowded with them. Therefore, it is called the night of decree, or destiny, or Qadr, because one of the meanings of Qadr is constriction and tightness. And on this night, the Quran, with all its status and significance, was revealed by the angel of high rank to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, ma lana rabbun siwa.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, ma lana rabbun siwa.
Now, what to do in the night of Qadr? During the month of Ramadan and over the course of the year, many of us tend to recite the Holy Quran without knowing what it is we are actually reading. Take some time out to translate the meaning of the Holy Quran on this night. It is, after all, the night the very first verses of the guidance were revealed. Ask yourself one simple question. Would you read an English book from cover to cover if you did not understand what you were reading? Think about it twice. Now another a'mal is supplications or du'as. It is said that you may ask Allah for whatever you wish for on this night, legitimate desires, of course. But in doing so, do not forget to make as much dua as possible for others and seek repentance as much as possible to your Lord for your sins on this night. Keep us in your prayers too.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد
تدعو إلى الدين القويم إلى الرشاد
يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين
ومضات
ليلة القدر is a time for self-reflection. The night of power is a time for self-evaluation, meaning you should reflect upon yourself, question these things. As a Muslim, are you humble? Is there more you can do for your amal, or is there more you could do for others whilst you still have the opportunity? Are you a good person? Do you have decent characteristics? Have you got good morals and values? Do you have good akhlaq? Could you be a better person? Identifying all the things you feel you could change or better about yourself. Accept that no one is perfect and be your own harshest critic in order to improve, inshallah.
Yeah. I used to fly from Orange County Airport, and once you take off, immediately you are over Balboa Island and Newport Beach. So when I walk in Balboa Island, I look at the prices of these homes. Each one is $5 million, $7 million, $10 million, some of them $20, $25 million. You see them big when you walk next to them, but when you fly over them, and it's only couple of thousand feet, no more. You see these homes of multi-million dollars are so small, so insignificant. My friends, this is the reality of this life. We have to look at the life from above. Then we will find the reality of this life. Everything in this life, every mansion, every castle, every palace, every city, every skyscraper is so insignificant, so little, so small, because you are higher now, you are higher. When you are higher spiritually, every material thing becomes so small to you. You don't get attached to it. But if you are low spiritually, then you are overcome by materialism. Then you get attached to everything. Remember this analogy, don't forget it. Laylatul Qadr tonight tries to make us higher, to lift us up spiritually, to lift your heart up.
thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special. And I invite you to listen to other episodes on parstoday.ir/en, tag Call of Islam, and there is our archive there. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
محمد نبي علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.